Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at TraderJoe's.com. This is NPR.
The Oregon State football team has played above expectations this fall. They beat 19th-ranked UCLA and knocked off Arizona to ascend to number 14 in the national polls. Oregon State's players celebrated their two Pacific 12 Conference wins by eating a total of 275 double-doubles at an In-N-Out Burger, which has a franchise less than 5 miles from UCLA and only 3 miles from the stadium in Arizona. Heading into this weekend's home game, superstitious Oregon State players and fans might have worried. Their stadium is 359 miles from the nearest In-N-Out Burger in Redding, California. If an assistant coach called after breakfast for an afternoon delivery, would that jinx the team? In-N-Out
Burger, In-N-Out. Welcome to In-N-Out. Can I take your order?
Of a double-double with cheese, please.
I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a dispatch from Kilkenny, Ireland, where championship hurlers are born and raised. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill. Nothing from Kerry, where Irish football champions are born and raised, although not this year or last year either.
Well, that's why nothing from Kerry at this particular point.
Cannot work in this ambiance.
Move over, Carl Yastrzemski is the cry this week. Make way for Miguel Cabrera, first guy to win baseball's Triple Crown since 1967. When Yaz did it, you knew he had it all the way, right?
Absolutely not. I never thought I'd see Miguel Cabrera hit 330. I mean, this is terrific. But it does give you. I mean, it does give us a chance. I mean, and congratulations to him. It's a great accomplishment. It does give us a chance to go back through history. And I sit here utterly astonished because this is something I did not know. Ted Williams won the Triple Crown twice in 5 years and didn't win the MVP either time. Sports writers have been idiots for longer than you think they've been idiots.
Longer than we knew.
I mean, when you denied him in 1942, didn't you sort of make the point? So in 1947, you could give it to him? Of course, the ongoing fight is whether or not Cabrera's Triple Crown is going to be good enough to win the American League MVP. To my mind, yeah, it is. His team. You don't even have the, well, his team didn't make the playoffs thing going for you.
No, he led them all the way.
Absolutely.
The bloody sock of Curt Schilling, who pitched successfully for the Red Sox in the 2004 World Series despite a bleeding ankle, may be up for sale. Mr. Schilling put up the sock as collateral on a loan for his video game company, which has since folded. Which means, what, that Curt Schilling does business at a very weird bank?
I mean, how did he get it, like, into
We'll just put it here in the vault.
Well, I just wonder how long it took him before he realized he couldn't use the ATM. I will chip in 15 cents of American money to the purchase price of whoever buys this if they promise to burn it and never speak of it again.
That sounds like a very good offer. It's been a bad week for baseball manager slash rap inventor Bobby Valentine. First, he heard himself falling off a bicycle while reading a text message, and then the Red Sox fired him. So it's said that bad things come in threes, but maybe two is enough in this case.
I think they should fire him for being dumb enough to read a text while he's on his bicycle. I mean, you would tell your child not to read the text while on a bicycle.
And your child wouldn't listen and would fall off the bicycle. Last week, we noted that former Cub Adam Greenberg, whose major league career was derailed 7 years ago when the first pitch he saw hit him right in the head, was going to get one more at-bat courtesy of the Miami Marlins. Please tell me he hit a home run.
No, he struck out on three pitches, Bill. I'm sorry. He took the first one. He was facing R.A. Dickey, the 20-game
winning... Not a bad pitcher.
Yeah, 20-game winning knuckleballer for the Mets. He took the first one and then swung at the next two. I would have swung at all three of them.
Me too, hard.
How could you possibly take a pitch in that situation?
Charlie, on Thursday, the National Hockey League canceled the first 2 weeks of regular season games, so how long before you begin missing hockey?
I don't think we should even talk about this nonsense until something actually happens. I mean, how many weeks in a row can you explain what a complete clown Gary Bettman is? Gary Bettman is a complete clown, okay? That establishes my bona fides on the NHL lockout until something actually happens.
The New Orleans Saints are off to an 0-4 start, but Sunday night's game has been determined to be so important that the league has granted permission for suspended Saints staff to attend the game. What's the big deal?
Yeah, Drew Brees can set the record for consecutive regular season games with a touchdown pass. He's in tied with Johnny Unitas right now. So this has been deemed important enough to bring back the suspended guys.
NBA preseason games are officially underway with the Celtics visiting Istanbul, and the New York Knicks are shaping up as the oldest team in the history of the NBA. I know experience counts for a lot, but this can't be a good thing for Knicks fans.
You got to admit, though, they're doing it with style. They're going to try to become the oldest, the team with the oldest average roster in NBA history by signing Rasheed Wallace, which means that they're not only going to do it, they're going to do it loudly.
This week, we learned more about what flopping will cost NBA players. It will be up to $30,000 for a fifth offense in the flopping department. But what if you're a Knick and you're just old and you fall down?
I mean, that's one of the things that's going to have to be determined. If they could somehow manage to, like, move this rule to college, I would be, like, the happiest guy in the world.
Well, Dallas forward Dirk Nowitzki, for one, thinks it's a dandy idea, yes?
No, he thinks it's a bunch of crap. Of course, he grew up in Europe where I understand they play a lot of soccer, where this is an integral part of the entire sport. So I can see where he wouldn't like it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. The Memphis Grizzlies have a new owner, or at least a new member of a minority ownership group, and it's great because this guy knows a lot about basketball, right?
Yeah, it's Peyton Manning's wife who's joining the group, Ashley, but Peyton's going to be behind her all the way. And Penny Hardaway, the former star, former NBA star who's from Memphis, is also going to be part of the group, along with Justin Timberlake, who's also from none of these. I didn't know any of these people were from Memphis. It's very cool. The owner's box will be an interesting place to be, I think.
I would think so. Charlie, surely there have been gay boxers in the past, but this week marked the first time an active boxer has publicly defined himself as, quote, a proud gay man. Does the announcement by Puerto Rican featherweight Orlando Cruz change everything?
I think it changes a lot, and I give him enormous credit for this. If you remember the fight between Emil Griffith and Benny the Kid Perrette, which ended up in Benny Perrette's death, was as savage as it was because Perrette had cast aspersions on Griffith's sexuality. And that's why Griffith went completely off the hook and wound up killing him in the ring. This is a terrific thing. I have not rooted for a boxer in a long time. I now root for Orlando Cruz.
And you have an opportunity very soon. He has a championship fight in a couple of weeks. In a conversation with John Feinstein last week, I said I thought that the Ryder Cup had been pushed aside by various other sports news, including the story about the NFL replacement refs. And according to last weekend's television numbers, boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, they had the highest ratings since 1999. So the United States of America got a very good look at its team falling apart.
On Friday, Paul Casey found himself in the rough at the Dunhill Lynx Championship at St. Andrews, Scotland, and rough is spelled R-U-F-F. What?
Paul Casey put it 20 feet for the cup on the third hole, and then the dog ran on the green and ran off with the ball. And the scary thing about it, I would almost guarantee it, somewhere in the rules of golf, this contingency is covered.
And if it's the rules of golf, the size of the dog matters.
Very much so.
The
breed of the dog and whether or not the dog drops the ball with a sufficient amount of drool so that when it hits the ground, it doesn't move.
All right. It's time for UDL Sports.
Sports!
There you go. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let us acknowledge a new record, the world's biggest Frito pie made from 1,325 pounds of Frito chips, chili, and shredded cheddar cheese. Would you like to leave now for the Texas State Fair so you can get there while there's still some left?
Yes, I'm going to get there just in time to watch them deliver a Tums the size of Rhode Island through the main gate.
That'll be a record, too. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.